Welcome to Federal Insights, Improving Digital Investigations in Government, sponsored by Nuix. Here's today's moderator, Tom Temin.
Investigations have always had the goal of evidence, data. The traditional methods of investigation are now merging with the techniques of data analysis, and thereby bringing in more data and more sources of data into the investigative process. I discussed this with the Chief Information Officer of the Naval Criminal Investigation Service, Lokik Suthar.
To give you some of the surroundings, there's a lot of conformities and influencing factors that impact NCIS, right? And our mission of supporting the Department of Navy and the sailors and Marines, but within the Department of Navy, NCIS is the civilian federal law enforcement agency uniquely responsible for investigating all felony crimes, preventing terrorism, protecting secrets for the Navy and the Marine Corps. So we have about 2,000, a little bit over 2,000 personnel around the world, about 40 countries and about 190 locations. And including myself, I'm a special agent, and I just so happen to be the CIO because of my background in working in the cyber and IT arena, which provides this unique aspect of what is the day of life of a special agent, and now running the IT side of things and bringing that knowledge to bear when it comes to a strategic direction for NCIS. So it's a big part of it. Our focus is predominantly on the Department of Navy and making sure our special agents have access to everything everywhere. So it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we are really focused on when it comes to NCIS and how we really are highly, highly focused on the Department of Navy here, making sure that our sailors and Marine Corps are safe.
Investigations have always been about getting data in the form of evidence for whatever the case they're looking at might be. And so you had to have IT support for that function. But now data analysis itself is becoming more and more part of investigation. So maybe describe how things are changing with respect to what you need to provide as the CIO to all of the investigative work going on.
Yeah, definitely. So a couple of things here, and you touched on it, right? You talked about the business aspect of IT, you know, your traditional, how do you do your day-to-day enterprise type of work. But then you're talking about providing the IT to the law enforcement and counterintelligence mission of NCIS and bringing that unique ability to have data in any form to the people on the ground. So let me step back a little bit here and tell you about the three bigger parts of the data, right? The data challenge, if you will. It comes in different names, but let me just provide the three big parts of it, right? Number one, and you talk about accessibility. Can you get access to the information and the data? That's number one. It's just, can you get to it? Number two is making sure that it's trustworthy, consolidating it in a way when you finally get to see it, when we get to number three here. But number two is just to consolidate that information so that special agent can look at it and all the leaders that need to make a decision based upon a trustworthy form of information. So, and then finally, number three is overlaying the data analytics, right? And I'm not talking about here, you know, artificial intelligence in a true form. We're going to talk about, you know, machine learning here a little bit, but linking the relevant information together, sewing it together, and then providing some type of dashboard or context of how it comes together for that operator on the ground to ensure that they have the information that they need. But if you bring it down to those three simple points, it really brings everything together. It's a little complicated to get to it, but if you just focus on those three sides, then it gets the information gets a little less blurry, and then you get more of the trustworthiness of it, and it's just the impact of it is even greater.
Got it. And there's a lot to unpack here, but let's start with accessibility. I guess part of that includes making sure people know what is available in the first place, and having some kind of discovery mechanism or catalog or index so that a given operator can know what he or she has available to work with. Fair?
Yeah, that's definitely fair. Talk about accessibility, I'm really unpacking this box a little bit. It's two parts within that also, right? It's not just, you're right about unpacking it and making sure that the information is there, but we also have to go to the accessibility, meaning that it doesn't matter where you're at when you get access to the information, meaning it could be through a hard line on base, or it could be over the air, right? You might be right there outside of a witness's house and you need that access to that information. Or you might be on a crime scene and you're trying to connect the different type of information that's looking at you. Is there a 3D rendering of the room that you need? Is there a, is this piece of information relevant for me to put into the system so we can go back to another person and look at, right? It's the accessibility of the information as it goes up. And it's the importance of the reliability of the devices, right? You got to make sure that the system is connected to the device that you have, regardless of what it is, whatever the device it might be. That's not important. The important part is that it's connected to the location, like you said, of where the information resides and is being commingled. So now, talking about the consolidation piece, that is that's the key portion of it. Because if you don't do that correctly, if you don't do that right, then you will mess up the entire thing. And what this means is that you have to have the labor of the down payment to tag the information correctly in the beginning end. So then when you do look at the information, it's done properly when it is tagged and connected to other information. So it's a lot of people think that you just put it into a system and it just spits out here's where the person is and this is where they live. It doesn't work like that. There's a lot of activity that goes in beforehand from a lot of smart people to tweak it just right to ensure that the information is correctly done, is categorized in correctly formed fashion across the entire enterprise. So you're not just talking about this one scene. It has to co-locate or kind of look at how other partners might be looking at the information. So you're doing a lot of going back and forth with that consolidation piece.
Lokeek Suthar, Chief Information Officer of the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. We'll return with more of the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
Government agencies are spending trillions of dollars on COVID-19 pandemic relief. It's vital to uncover and stamp out fraud, waste, and abuse in these programs. With Nuix software, your agency's forensic technicians, investigators, fraud analysts, and auditors can collaborate across all phases of an investigation. Nuix gives you one platform with a single window into all the evidence. Nuix, finding truth in a digital world. NUIX.com/COVID.
Welcome back to our interview with Lokeek Suthar, Chief Information Officer of the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. Our topic is data and data analysis in the investigative setting. And is there a way of incorporating unstructured data that might be needed for an investigation to get that into this consolidated way?
Yeah. So you're talking, that's a great point. The unstructured data, it's hard to look at information and tag everything. And I think you hit a great point. Sometimes it comes very, very unstructured. It comes in a very unhuman recognizable way. Sometimes it comes in a way where it's natural for us to look at it and look at it in a way like, oh, I get it, but the computer doesn't understand as readily. These ML, the machine learning, and AI, artificial intelligence, is doing a pretty good job. Again, it goes to tooling the product well enough so it can read the information. But this is something that we also don't really talk about too often, is not doing it alone. You have to partner. You can't do it alone. You have to partner with people, and you got to work with other entities to make sure that the unstructured data, the structured data, is exactly the same as it would be with a partner organization. Because us from NCIS, we work across multiple agencies. We work with a lot of law enforcement agencies. We work with our international partners. We work with the DOD, the Department of Navy heavily. and they have to be on par, or we have to be on par with them when how they look at the information. Because when we're looking, again, going back to the basic level, looking at a crime scene or looking at an investigation, we want to make sure that all information is coming in, and we won't have time every single event we're going to have this large amount of information come in, and we're going to have everything prepped. So unstructured data, yes, that is something that we still work with our partners to ensure that we can ingest it and provide it in a presentable fashion. So good point.
And the second part of your strategy is trustworthy. And does that mean, well, if a given user, investigator, is accessing a data, they can probably assume that it's trustworthy because it's in the system in the first place. So does ensuring trustworthiness begin at the front end before anything is put into the system of record?
Yeah, it's I think the old outage is garbage in, garbage out. I think if you put information in that is not relevant in a way that makes sense to anybody else from a human standpoint, the system itself is not going to understand it. And then how is it relevant to the information at hand? But doesn't mean it's not important in a totality of things. So what I mean by that is that piece of information that comes in might not be important at hand, but we have to make sure that it's still in a form where it can be ranked and rated in a way where it is important now or can be important later. So the trustworthiness can be moved with the information as more information is entered. So initially you might have information that comes in and you're thinking, is this a fluke? This data comes in, it's a fluke. Well, if more information comes in and strengthens the trustworthiness of that, then it pops up, it bubbles up. So then you have to have an analyst that looks at it a little differently now, because now you're having this using the data to help the data bubble up at a higher level.
All right, let's get to the analytical part of this, because that's really where the rubber meets the road in terms of investigations. And again, you mentioned earlier, you're not talking about necessarily automation, you're not talking about robotic process and so on, or even artificial intelligence, but simply linking relevant pieces of data together. Is that something done for the analyst, or are there tools available to them to apply to different data sets? How does that all work?
So the information when it comes in, so now you're talking about how the presentation is, and then you have the analytical oversight and the analytical overlaying of the information over the data, the system over the data, and then presenting it out. There's two factions to this. There's two separate portions to this. The first one is really just providing a presentation and making the data viewable by a person. And it's not that hard to look at the information, the raw data, and get lost in it. You won't understand it. It's a whole bunch of spreadsheets, a whole bunch of databases, a lot of information that's just flowing here and there. But once it gets presented and you see it on a graph, you see it on a map, you see it on the pictures flowing and seeing the connections, you're seeing that this phone number is connected to this, and then this email is connected to this person, and this event is connected, that presentation then enables the user to look at it in a different way. So that's one piece. The second piece is really where the new technology can help us. And that's what I was talking about, really the down payment, the labor down payment of fixing the system. So when the information comes in, it is tagged in a way where the automation occurs behind the scenes and only the relevant information pops up. And then the user, the analyst, the special agent, the operator, doesn't have to use their precious time to do the work of shifting through the information. But what they're doing now is looking at the relevant information using their knowledge and their skills of what they do as law enforcement officers and federal agents and analysts and then operators to now shift through relevant information so they can now go to the next lead, decide what they're going to do next. instead of in the first method, which was just presenting information. I think the first method is really good for the leadership to really look at it from an overlay and didn't make a good decision, but you really need to get that automation piece in the second side. That's where we are heading towards. The first piece, we've been working really well with the Department of Navy's Chief Data Officer group. Their office has been fantastic. It's a great partnership, like I've said. So getting that first piece up and running leads you to the second piece of automation.
Lokeek Suthar, Chief Information Officer of the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. We'll be back with the third and final segment of the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
Complex investigations often involve multiple suspects, many devices, and large volumes of data. They can cross agency, state, and national boundaries. Nuix empowers government organizations worldwide to simply and quickly find truth in our digital world. Nuix software gives your agency one window into all of your evidence, even with complex sources and growing data volumes. You can beat the case queues and resolve more investigations. Nuix, finding truth in a digital world. NUIX.com/WTOP.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of our interview with Lokeek Suthar, Chief Information Officer of the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. We're discussing data and data analytics in the investigations process. And is Lynx presented as its own application, that is to say, an analytical environment where people would go when they are doing their investigative work?
Right now it's augmented, meaning that it will help you with whatever system that you have that you might be using. It doesn't really replace what you are doing in your own local jurisdiction or your own department just yet, but it really provides the interconnection of the information and data and how the different investigations and different analytical work that might be going on in different locations bubbles up into this one large system for everybody to have access to. But that's the key. We're not close to where we want to be, where you have one simple system that does everything for everybody, because everybody has unique architecture needs. Everybody has unique skills, and it takes a lot of resourcing. Like I said, it's a resource-heavy, resource-driven type of initiative, and not all organizations have the ability or even the knowledge set. And some organizations might not have that forward-leaning on how do we use data. And, I like the way I'm doing it now. How can I bring this other piece into it, which Lynx brings that into them without me using my own resources within my department? Because they might be limited. So it kind of does more of an augmentation.
And I want to back up a moment to that idea of the integration of the data from various sources. We talked earlier about unstructured types of data. What's the essential engine, if you will, to try to, get unlike data types, but nevertheless data that might be related content-wise? How do you normalize that so that it can be integrated and presented in a analytical dashboard, if that's the right word?
No, you've got it. So going back to the whole natural language programming, it's NLP, that's a portion of it. But looking at information and using a human-derived mentality and looking at a piece of paper, or maybe it's on the screen most of the time, and seeing what is the relevant information on here. And it goes back to really studying the paper and taking everything out that is easy to read. No, you might have a name. A name is broken down into so many words and is always as a capital in front. And when you talk about a name, it's maybe in the front, or you say the word name. So you use that's the easy way, right? Or a phone number. A phone number is the same way. It's the number of digits, or a social security number. Those are, again, you might think it's structured, but it's not, especially if it's sprinkled around in an unstructured document. You have to ensure that you have those pre-programmed algorithms that can pick that stuff out. So that's just picking out items within a document in its uniqueness. So we know that this social security number, this phone number, email, you know how the email structure is very similar, is connected to this document. Now let's go a little deeper into the document and reading the natural habits of when somebody writes something down and how is this report really any information in there on anything that's relevant that is not taken out from the structured information like your emails and phone numbers. So if you're saying this dog ran across the road, if you have comma and then you have the road name, then you know that. But how do you bring that portion out? The dog ran across the road. So we know the dog ran across the road. Those are the extra bits of, like I said, labor that goes in ahead of time to identify how does those words connect to somebody who knows that, okay, now I know that the dog is on the other side. And that has to come and pop up really quickly. That's the technical down payment that you have to place down. And some industries are doing it. They understand the need, and you, if you're working with industry quite a bit here, then they understand what your problem is, and then they sell you the solution to the problem, and that's just the cyclical nature of it. But a lot of people don't understand that it's fairly more complicated. But you have to have the time. That's the key. You have to have to invest the time to do that, and it could take years. It's not as simple as just having a document, knowing everything about it and saying, okay, I just put it into this computer that can generate all this great information for me instantaneous. No, you've got to teach it. It has to be taught.
And just quickly, what sort of infrastructure supports all of this?
Infrastructure. Yeah, going back to the first portion of what we need when it comes to accessing the information. So, and I talked about accessibility, but now where does the information reside? A lot of people try to do a on-premise type of mentality where you can have all the information in one location, and then you want to control it. So it's one of those mentalities where I want to touch and see all the servers. I want to touch and see all of the access devices. I want to have control, complete physical and logical and digital control of everything. Well, in some circumstances, you don't have the resources to do all that, because if you move it to the cloud and it's secure and you're going by the compliance and authorization, making sure that you're moving everything to a location where there's going to be higher processing. So now you don't have to worry about that. You're kind of transferring that issue to somebody else with the cloud. And you might have a hybrid model, because your information might be so secure that you need to have a little bit of control over it and not put it into the cloud. But even in that hybrid model, you're never going to have that complete autonomy and take advantage of the complete artificial intelligence or machine learning portion of the analytical system. Because if you put it in-house, you're going to have to hire people to come in and then program that piece. If you put it in the cloud, there might be some other law enforcement entity or some other DOD entity or Department of Navy entity that might have tackled that problem already. So you can now then just switch it and put it over yours. So there's advantage there for that. So that's the infrastructure piece. What comes down to is now the accessibility, making sure that your infrastructure can get access that information. And with the new 5G coming out, all of the information flow and how we can really transport a large amount of information across the wires or even over the air, that's going to be one of the bigger key points now.
Lokeek Suthar, Chief Information Officer of the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. To hear this interview again or share it with colleagues, please visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search Insights. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights, Improving Digital Investigations in Government, sponsored by Nuix on Federal News Network.